Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're tuned into on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen, and we just have a cavalcade of bearded men of various lengths in the studio, and there's a reason for that. We're talking about the Best in the West Beard Festival, and the organizer is in the studio, Mr. Chris Battenberg. Is this the second annual?
Second annual,
right on. Okay, cool. And let's name a couple of sponsors you have in here as well. Josh Arias from Beautiful Bearded Men, Jess Pascal from Ideal Furniture, and Anthony Lee from Everything Nevada. And you have your promotions guy in here as well. He's kind of off mic. He's just kind of hanging out, offering moral support. So thank you for that. Chris, right off the bat, people can't see it. I'm going to take a picture of you because people deserve to see the magnificence that is before us. Yeah. There's a reason why you're hosting this bearded festival, because you have a magnificent one as well.
Yeah, it's not even the best. That's why we host it. You know? We have the competition, find out who's the best beard around, you know?
Right on, and that's the whole point of this. So this is the second annual, the first annual. Tell me about, how this came about in the first place. How did you come up with the idea?
So I'm the vice president of a beard club in town called the Bearded Sinners Beard Club of Nevada. We're just a bunch of bearded dudes, a bunch of dads, basically, that have nothing better to do but go clean up our parks and stuff and do community service, right?
So very cool.
We work with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful a lot through the year, so we decided to do something bigger for them than just go clean up a park. We wanted to put on like a festival fundraiser to raise money for them. We figured what better way to do that than a beard competition. Last year, we did it at a bar at Davidson's. And we couldn't have kids. People turned up. We had to ask them to leave because they had children with them, and it wasn't very cool. So this year we decided to step it up and have it at a park. Last year we raised $871 for them at the bar. So this year we're hoping to do a lot more than that, you know, because we're at Wingfield Park downtown. The proceeds from the festival go directly to Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. Nothing goes to anybody else. There's a couple vendors that we have there, like the food trucks and stuff that keep their proceeds. But basically, all of the stuff that the Bearded Sinners raise through, we have a silent auction, a bunch of carnival games for kids and things like that, that will bring in money for the event, that will go directly to Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful at the end of the festival.
All right, that's fantastic. Yeah. Let's go do the where and when. Where can people... it's Wingfield, you said.
It's at Wingfield Park on June 2nd. It runs from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The actual beard competition itself goes from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and there'll be live music to fill in between. 20-plus vendors, 3 food trucks. We got Bam Dogs, Liberty Food and Wine Exchange's food truck. We've got... what's the third one?
Slater's
Dingling. Thank you. Drawing a blank. And then we have the Tap Wagon to offer us beer. He's got, I think, 4 craft beers on tap. And then we have, let's see, a kids zone, which we call Peach Fuzz City. Yeah. Thank you.
And, that was well done. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. And so we've got, let's see, we're going to have like 6 different carnival games for kids to play. It'll be all donate, you know, you pay to play, and all that is donation money to go to Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. We'll have a guy called, it's a Pirate's Life is his company. He's a pirate that has 2 macaw birds. It's a photo opportunity with him. We have a clown. His name's IB Funny. He does balloon twisting. We'll have a dunk tank.
You got everything.
We've got a guy making snow cones and cotton candy. And then we're going to have a lady doing face painting. She's a professional artist in town. I'm not sure of her name. Apologies, but...
That's all right.
Yeah.
You rattled off a bunch of stuff people could get involved with here.
There's more. The live music. Yeah, let me think the bands. Here we go. I'm with this. All right, so we got 4 bands playing through the day. We've got to start the day. We've got the Man Band. They're going to start about 2 o'clock. And then Hate to Share, they're going to be at about 3 o'clock, and then Los Pistoleros is about 6:15, and then the Grim Tones are going to be our headline act at 7 p.m.
Right on.
So it's going to be pretty packed day. A lot of fun stuff going on.
Very cool. The whole crux of this is the beard competition. I imagine there's a variety of categories people can compete under.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
But last year we learned the hard way that's not the way to do things when you're starting out. Yeah. If you're listening and you got a beard, I don't care if it's a half an inch or 45 inches, come down, enter the competition. All of the money that we take from you goes straight to Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. We're not taking money from you and going out and drinking. So come down and compete. It's for fun. It's charity. It's nothing too serious. And there's prizes from Beautiful Bearded Man. We've got some cool etched out glasses for first, second, and third place, and little packages from Josh's company that will be given to the winners. But okay. The categories we have are 12 inches and longer, 12 inches and shorter, mustache, freestyle. Those are for all the dudes, right? And then we have a ladies category and a kids category.
No way.
Yeah. So basically they go get a fake beard, you know, from wherever. Or if ladies, if you got a real beard, come on down.
Good
we'll
for
put you.
You
we'll, yeah, yeah, no more power to you. Come down, we'll put you in a category. Whatever you want to enter, we'll put you in it. Seriously, come down, please. And then so we've got the ladies and kids, they just get a fake beard and they have to make one altercation to it at the minimum. You know, they can't just buy a fake beard from Walmart and come down and put it on your face. That's boring. We don't want that.
Yeah,
nobody wants
put
to
a little
see
spice
that.
Into it.
Exactly. Spice up the life. So make an altercation to the beard, go on stage, have a good time. And we got first, second, and third for them and prizes for them as well. So it'll be a good time. And their entries, the women's and kids entries are only $10, and the men's, well, the actual competition beard categories, the 12 and over, 12 and under, mustache, and freestyle are all $25.
Okay. What does the freestyle consist of?
Anything and everything, man.
Okay, so it can just be wacky and like organize your beard in a really interesting way.
Last year we had a guy literally write the word Reno in his beard.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hoping he'll come down this year.
I feel like he's clinched it.
Yeah, so if you're listening, you know who you are. Come on down.
Very cool. Hey, let's move on to some of the sponsors. Josh, Beautiful Bearded Men, what kind of things are you offering as far as prizes go?
You know, so we have pretty much everything that we actually make ourselves. So all of our own beard products, beard oil, beard balm, beard wash. We'll also have a booth over there. We have our own hair products and shaving products as well. You know, maybe for those guys that don't work out so well, that maybe just need to shave it off, we have shaving cream for you at the end of the show as well.
Okay, very cool. And let's move on to the others. Jess, Pascal, get in here. Ideal Furniture, how are you helping out?
Hey, I'd known Chris a long time and saw what he's done in the community for past years. And we're donating a retail queen mattress that retails for over $4,000.
Wow.
Try to help out the community and keep it good for all of our kids and everyone.
That's fantastic. So thanks for helping out. Anthony Lee, jump on that mic. Get close to there. Everything Nevada, I mean, that sounds such a catch-all. Everything Nevada, what are you offering?
So Everything Nevada is an online directory. So we're helping out with the festival by doing as much like marketing for it as we can.
All right on.
We have great event feeds that are across like 7 or 8 different websites that get a lot of impressions. So we're hoping that will help bring people down to such a great cause. And Chris is such a great dude, and Everything Nevada is like really about who we work with and the content, and trying to get the word out about good people and good events.
Okay, very cool. This is a good one. This is chock full of stuff. So, yeah, I want to thank y'all for coming in. Anything you want to add before, I mean, how can people find out maybe online about it, Chris?
Well, our online presence is kind of small because we're a small group of dudes. But if you're on Facebook, you can find us at Bearded Sinners Nevada. And we've also got the event page, the Best in the West Beard Festival. If you search those on Facebook, you should be able to find us pretty easy. Other than that, I know on the directory for Everything Nevada, we're on the event page. So if you go there, you can definitely find us.
And we've been shouting you guys out as well on Beautiful Bearded Man.
Awesome.
Page, so our social media.
Yeah, and then Keep Chucky Meadows Beautiful. If you follow them on social media, they're going to be throwing out a bunch of information about it. Also, Channel 2 should be airing a PSA, a couple of them. You know, if you're up late at night, you might catch it. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, next year we'll have a lot better of a communication with the public. We're gonna work on that in the next year for next year's festival.
Very cool. Make it even bigger. I mean, it sounds already big. You have a lot of activities planned and stuff.
I want the other side of the park, too, next year. So, because this year is just the east side of the park.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
Then, yeah. Bigger and better, my friends. Yeah. Beard and festival-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in. Josh Arias. Yeah. Jess Pascal, Anthony Lee, and of course the organizer of the Bearded Festival, Chris Battenberg. Thanks
a lot.
Thank
you. Thank you.